Well, this is part of our St. Patrick's Day special with Maura Cullen and having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm going to try now. Maura, you're there.
Hello, I'm there. This is Maura Cullen. This is Radio Free Ireland. That was the Foggy Dew. And I'd just like to take a minute to thank Emily Young for all the good work she did and is doing to help us bring this off. You are listening to the last Radio Free Ireland. And with any luck, I have also my old co-host, Per Fogering. Are you there, Per?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Okay. You know, it's been a wonderful time being on the radio with you. It really has.
It has. You know, the time's just flown since I first moved to Portland back in 1990. And KBOO was so generous to allow me to come on the air, first on Gail Jules' show, The Celtic Hour, and then, of course, with Radio Free Ireland, which we've been doing for about 15 years. And then when I got sick with kidney disease, Per stepped in to keep it on the air. And Per, it seems to me like you developed you already had an interest and a pretty good working knowledge of things Irish political, but it seems to me you've developed a real love and interest in these subjects, and you've gotten to be quite an old hand on Irish politics.
Well, you always learn something around here, you know.
Aye, that's true. I can't say enough about KBOO. It's an invaluable resource to the community, especially in these days of continuing concentration of wealth, power, and media. And I'm certainly going to try to keep my hand in and do the odd program now and again. Sadly, the armed struggle in Ireland seems to have outlived this program, so there will still be things to report on, and I'll be sure to keep in touch and keep my hand in here at KBOO.
Well, you know, one thing about this program that really, I think, is one of the great things about it is that we supported liberation struggles everywhere. In other words, the struggle in Ireland is the same as a struggle in other countries. You know, we've had people from Palestine and from Haiti on the show. Yep. You know, we're all in this together, people.
That has been one of the great things for me too, Per, and I've learned so much about struggles going on in the rest of the world, and sure, we barely scratched the surface, you know. But it's so rewarding when you can see people make that connection. You know, I've been told countless times by Irish Americans who are really rather conservative. You know, some of them are devout Catholics, and, you know, and also for whatever reason, there are a lot of Irish Americans that are pretty conservative. And a lot of people have told me that they never would have listened to KBOO except for they wanted to hear Radio Free Ireland, you know, to find out what's going on, what bands are in town and like that. And then just from that, they would leave the radio on and be exposed to other programs. And many, many people who were surprised at themselves have told me that they've become real fans of KBOO because of listening to Radio Free Ireland. And that's one of the greatest gifts that I've gotten from doing this.
Well, you know, it's kind of got me going on my show, Fight the Empire, you know, because the Irish were among the first to fight the empire of the time.
That's so, right. That's right.
Inspiration to us all.
And I'm so glad to see you going on with Fight the Empire. That's a great little show. Perhaps later on they'll be able to give you more time. But you certainly do a lot with the time that you're given. And the interview you had this morning with that fella was very interesting and very helpful. You know, economics has never been my strong suit. But one thing I would like to do, if I could, Per, is he mispronounced a couple of names.
That's true.
And just so people aren't confused about which way you're really supposed to pronounce them, it's Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and Sinn Féin.
He got the Sinn Féin right.
Yes. And by the way, one thing he said about Sinn Féin was they were the political wing of the IRA. Well, they actually developed separately. Arthur Griffith brought Sinn Féin into being back in the early part of the last century. They have certainly had the same goal, which is a united Ireland. But Sinn Féin is not so socialist anymore, and they're not so connected with the IRA. They were connected to the Provisional IRA, which was active in the 60s through the 90s. But when the IRA signed the ceasefire and the Good Friday Agreement, they agreed to let Sinn Féin carry the rest of the load in a political means only. And since that time, a lot of Republicans have been dissatisfied with what Sinn Féin has done and the speed of the progress or lack of progress. So there are new groups, new IRA groups coming up, and they are certainly something to be taken seriously. And they are not at all connected to Sinn Féin, since Sinn Féin has sworn off the armed struggle now. So just in the interest of clarity, the new IRA groups are not connected to Sinn Féin.
Yeah, I think the Irish Republican Socialist Party got the march in the San Francisco parade last Saturday.
Oh, that's great.
That's what I was. That's what
right.
I found out.
Well, I think they usually do have a pretty good mm-hmm. presence. Mm-hmm. There is a good socialist Irish presence in San Francisco and the Bay Area. One bar in particular, the Starry Plow, mm-hmm. is a real hotbed of socialism.
Well, you know, Con Hallinan's father was Vincent Hallinan, who was a very well-known radical lawyer in San Francisco, who had five sons. It was Con and Terrence and Keo, and they're all, doing their thing. Vincent Hallinan, he was the fellow who sued the Catholic Church for fraud at one time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I have to say, I'm very pleased to see that DA in Philadelphia charging priests with child abuse and sexual abuse. It's the first time in my memory that a significant case of this nature has gone forward. Usually the church manages to deflect these things and tell the cops, no, we'll take care of it internally. But this DA in Philadelphia is going forward with indictments against several priests accused of child rape. So I'm glad to see that starting to come around. I was very pleased to see you mention Rachel Corrie during your part of Fight the Empire. We interviewed her parents here on Radio Free Ireland a number of times, and it's certainly important that she not be forgotten. And, right now Israel seems to be stepping things up while everybody's attention is elsewhere, like on Egypt. And just briefly, I just have to say that I was glued to Link TV, had Al Jazeera English on, and they were doing like 10, 15 hours of live coverage the first couple of days of the rising in Egypt. And it just does my old heart a lot of good to see that mankind still has it in them to rise up like that.
And well, even Hillary Clinton had to put in a good word for Al Jazeera.
Right, that was amazing.
She was probably biting her tongue while she did it, but
right.
She did.
Well, that's certainly the only useful thing she said during this whole crisis. But I digress. We have very little time left and a lot to get through. One thing I want to do was make sure that I did some announcements. One thing I want to let people know about is a good old friend of Radio Free Ireland, Kevin Burke, sure one of the most famous and certainly one of the best fiddle players coming out of Ireland, he lives right here in Portland, of course, and he's gracing us with a concert tonight at the Aladdin Theatre. That's going to be at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $25 to $35 at the door, and I think you all know where the Aladdin Theatre is. But for those of you who don't, it's at 3017, that's 3017, Southeast Milwaukee Avenue.
Just below Powell.
Right, and their phone number is 503-234-9694. And that's bound to be a really tasty concert. If you're not into the mad crowd at Kells, And, of course, they're going to be doing their usual insanity with the tents. And, it's a circus out there for those of you who like to really get in the thick of it for St. Patrick's Day. There's always Kells. And then there's a couple other things. Let's see. It's my understanding that the place to be this year is Biddy McGraw's. They are up on Gleason in northeast Portland. You'll have to check out the... I'm not sure exactly what the number address is. But let's see. They're going to have the Old Yellers, Bob Soper, Colleen Rainey, Tony Furtado, Hans Araki, what a great talent he is, Catherine Clare, Nancy Coniskew, another friend of Radio Free Ireland, Geraldine Murray, the same, and St. James Gate. And that's going to be from noon until 2 a.m., and the tickets are a paltry 10 bob. Also at the TA Event Center, and you'll have to Google that because I don't know what it is, their St. Patrick's Day Fest will have Mikey Beglin, Brendan Fitzgerald, a dear old friend of mine. How are you, Brendan, if you're listening? Matty Sears, and another old friend, Danny Hanlon. They're going to be playing at 4 p.m. at the TA Event Center. And then, of course, the Alberta Street Public House is going to have music all day. And the All-Ireland Cultural Society will be having their usual wonderful St. Patrick's Day Fest with dancing, and I believe they have a potluck and any number of bands. It's a great family event. And, Per, can you remember the name of where it's?
I don't remember the name. I believe it's the same place it was last year.
Right.
It's someplace over by the convention center.
I think it's Holy Rosary or something. You know, I apologize to folks. They didn't send me an announcement this year.
Maybe somebody will call and tell us.
Right. If anyone's listening, do give a call. Otherwise, please do take the time to Google Portland All-Ireland Cultural Society. That's Portland All-Ireland Cultural Society. And I'm sure they'll have a full listing of the day's events. So, let's see. I did mention this is going to be the last chapter of Radio Free Ireland. And I thanked Kebu. And, Per, I couldn't begin to thank you enough for all the great help you've given me and all the comradeship. I've just enjoyed working with you so much over the years.
Hey, I've loved doing it. It's been an education for me, too, you know.
I'm glad to hear it. And there's a few other people I'd like to take a minute to thank. Rodney Ray, if you're listening, Rodney, you've been one of my most faithful fans over the years, and you've been a great help. You've researched things for me and let me know when there's things coming up that I haven't heard about. So my hat's off to you, sir. And I'd like to thank all the listeners at KBOO. This is a program that people have called into often to give their opinion. And I always have loved that. The good and the bad, I've learned from it all. It's been a great privilege to be here on the air. You know, when I started this show, there was no internet. And people were hungry for news from home. And, you know, now it's very easy for people to access any papers or TV shows or what have you. But I'm glad to say that the program remained popular right up to the end. And I certainly will keep my hand in it. I'd also like to thank Brad from Radio Cab, who drove me home from the station the other night, and upon hearing that I had been doing work for my last show, told me that the taxi ride was on him. And I just thought that was a really nice way to go out. So thanks, Brad. That was great. And last but certainly not least, I'd like to thank Donovan Agra Namokri, the love of my life, and the person without whom this show would have disappeared a long time ago. He's made it possible for me to keep going as long as I have. And although my illness is starting to progress pretty rapidly, and that's why I need to give up these airwaves to somebody else who can use them, I'm still going to give it all I got, folks. I'm not done fighting, and I will certainly hopefully see you around. So, okay, let's change gears here, and we've got about 20 minutes left, and I'm so pleased that one of my favorite local Irish musicians has come in to share the last Radio Free Ireland with me. And with any luck at all, from way across the room to the other studio, right now I'd like to say hello to Paddy Schutz and the Chancers. Are you there, Paddy?
I am indeed, Maura.
All right.
How's the crack?
It's grand, it's grand. And thanks so much, you guys, for coming in. So this is brutally early, I know. But you've made it in, and I'm talking here to the Chancers, who are John O'Connell, Paddy Schutz, Sean Connolly, and joining them from New York is Michaela McCafferty. And good morning to all of you.
Good morning,
Maura.
All right, well, let's get to it without any further ado. I'm hoping you have a couple of tunes for me, and you can tell people where you're going to be playing today and over the weekend.
Well, Johnny, where are we going to be playing?
Well, Paddy, we're going to be playing at Kells, believe it or not.
What?
Kells, yeah.
All weekend?
Well, yeah, we're twice today and a couple more times over the weekend. I'm not sure what times. We're also playing at Ringler's this evening.
Ah,
yep.
6:30,
yeah, we'll be
I believe.
A few tunes there as well.
Slims later on tonight.
Jeez, yeah. How do you know all this?
you know more than we do.
Yeah.
Somebody has the schedule though.
The New Yorker is on the ball.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah.
All Stop Shaz is recording a CD already.
Oh, very good, Michaela. I've been trying to get them to do that for years.
Well, it's up media command. I don't know. It's an Irish woman attacks, I guess.
That's right. Okay, so what have you got for us to play this morning?
Well, we're gonna do the Black and Tans to start off with, at
brilliant,
least.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's a song we're kind of fond of.
Yeah.
And in light of what you've been talking about, I guess it kind of suits.
Aye, it does indeed.
Pre-Good Friday Sinn Féin song. Just so as we're all straight in this situation out here, Mark.
Sinn Céard.
Yeah, Sinn Céard.
I was born on a Dublin street where the loyal drums do beat. And loving English feet, they tramped all over us. Each day and every night, when Nita would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours outside at this chorus. Come out, you blackened towns, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away. The green and lovely lanes of Kilashandra. Come tell us how you slew Emperor Arabs two by two. Like the Zulus, they had spears and bows and arrows. How bravely you faced one with your 16-pound ago. And you frightened them damn natives to their marrow. Come out, you blackened tongues, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away. On the green and lonely lanes of Kilashandra. Come let us hear you tell how you slandered great Parnell. Well, you thought him well and truly persecuted. Where are your sneers and jeers that you loudly let us hear? When and our heroes of 16 were executed. Come out, you blackened tongues, come out and fight me like a man. Show your eyes how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. And called you swine. Robert Emmett, who you hung and drew and quartered. By upon the gallows high, how you butchered Henry Joy. And the croppy boys of Wexford you did slaughter. Come out, you blackened tongues, well, and fight me like a man. Show your ways how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. I was born in a Dublin street where the loyal drums did beat, and the loving English sheep they tramped all over us. Each day and every night when we ta would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours outside of this chorus. Come out, you blackened tongues, come out and fight me like a man. Show your eyes how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell them how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. From the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra.
Arla, Chucky Arla. That was, I really liked that version, guys. That was, had a very authentic flavor, and you could understand all the words.
That was especially for you, Maura. We thought you'd be fond of that tune, all right.
I was delighted. Thanks very much for thinking of me.
Good stuff.
Well, we have time for another one. And then you could let folks know again. We'll talk a little bit about who the Chancers are.
Right. Well, the Chancers have been a sort of a revolving door around Portland, Maura. Basically, it's kind of like the Dole queues back at home. Everybody has been on it,
right,
on this bandwagon.
You never know who you're going to find.
You never do.
But right now we have you, and Paddy, you come originally from Galway.
Yep, that's right.
How long have you been living over here now?
Jeez, a good while now at this stage, Maura.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I remember doing one of our first shows here with you. And Mr. Herson, remember Herson from Dungannon?
I do. In fact, we were trying to get him on the program this morning, but we couldn't catch up with him. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, just enjoying the stint here now again as usual, Maura. The crack.
And Sean Connolly, of course, he's in the other room now chatting, but he's kind of the manager of the band.
That's right, our manager extraordinaire.
That's
great. And a fine job he's doing.
Well, I'm glad there's an adult around the place.
Whatever you do, don't put on your wristbands before you see the doorman at Kells.
They'll be cut off you.
And then, of course, John O'Connell. John, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you come to get hooked up with this group of rogues?
Well, would you believe it was through alcohol, Maura?
Shocking.
Yeah, honestly, no, that's true. I had been here for maybe 2 years or so, and I was frequenting an Irish bar downtown here one night, and of course I had a few and was singing songs and stuff. And
oh boy! And
I was
doesn't take much to get Paddy going on that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how it started off. So
all right, well, we're glad to have you here in Portland.
Thanks very much indeed, Maura.
And Michaela, now, we only just met. You're in from New York. And are you going to be staying, I hope?
Well, I'll be staying for a little bit. I was talked into coming back down and leaving New York for St. Paddy's Day. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's a smart move.
I think it actually is. I've a great band, having a great time. The Chancers are, they're one in a million, so I'm having a good time.
They broke the mold all right when they put them together.
I am starting to realize that.
And Michaela, that's not a Dublin accent I'm hearing.
Oh, it is not. No, I'm from the other side. I'm from Derry.
Oh, very good. My daddy was from Derry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, welcome out here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And thank you, the Chancers, for making time on this craziest of all days to come in and play some tunes. Just before we play this last tune, I do want to do a little bit of my usual St. Patrick's Day rant. And that is to explain to people a little bit about how it came to be. Of course, St. Patrick came to Ireland from Britain, where he'd been captured as a slave from an Irish raiding party and set to be a sheep herder. From this, he learned to be fluent in the Irish language. And then when he grew to adulthood, I guess he was captured as a teenager. When he got a little bit older, he managed to get his way back to Britain and his father's house. And his father was actually a kind of a bureaucrat for the Vatican under Roman rule in England. So the Vatican was a little bit concerned about the Irish Catholics. He felt that they were, that Irish Catholicism was not the same as Roman Catholicism, and the Irish were going a bit astray and perhaps going back to their pagan roots a little too much. So since Patrick was fluent in Irish, they set him the task of going to Ireland and whipping the unruly Irish into, you know, to heel. So that's where that comes about. And as an avowed atheist, it's my own personal opinion that the coming of Catholicism to Ireland is nothing to celebrate. So this is by way of explaining why I always wear black on St. Patrick's Day. However, having said that, that is not to say that I don't greatly appreciate that people want to celebrate Ireland on this day. And leaving aside all religious overtones, it is a great day for people to come out and celebrate all the wonderful things about Ireland, the culture, and certainly the music, which is, you know, so deeply developed and so old, and it's such a great tradition, and it's not a museum piece. It's a living, breathing thing that continues to grow and learn and meld with other genres and like that. So it's always a pleasure to have a traditional band in here, but I love when I can get a band that's sort of trad with a twist as well, you know. So having said that, I hope everybody has a great and safe St. Patrick's Day. And do keep your eyes on the KBOO program guide for some upcoming programs by me. You may be surprised. And let's go out with one last tune by the Chancers, shall we?
Yeah, Maura, just before you go,
sure.
We'd just like to, we're delighted to be having Michaela over here helping us out for these few gigs. And we'd like to, the Chancers would like to say a special thanks to you for giving us a hand the last few years. You've always plugged us and been really cool.
So, sure.
And thanks a million for helping out Portland.
It's my pleasure, darling.
All right. I think we're going to do Back Home in Derry. I think you might find that the words were written by Bobby Sands, so it's fairly apt for the day that's in it.
It is.
In 1803, we sail out to sea. A sweet town of Derry, we're Australia bound. If we didn't all drown, the marks of our fetters we carried. In our rusty iron chains, we sighed for our wines,
a good woman though we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on the English and gods of tomorrow. Hello, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. At the mouth of the Foyle, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. Old Dardy scream, woken out of a dream by a vision of Ballrubber dying. The sun burned cruel as we dished out the gruel. Dal O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels a day bound for Botany Bay. How many will meet their receiver? Hello, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. To hell as our bow fought the swell, ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades' white twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43. Our comrades we buried each morning. In our own slime, we were lost in a time of endless night without dawning. Hello, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. And even's land is a hell for a man to live out his whole life in slavery. Where the climate is raw, the gun makes the law, neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond, my comrades go swap behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same, on the cold winds of night you will find me. Hello, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, 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 oh. I wish I was back home in Derry. Hello, oh, oh, oh. I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, 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 oh. I wish I was back home in Derry.
Guru Margaret, that was lovely. The Chancers, live here at KBOO. You've been listening to the last chapter of Radio Free Ireland. I'm Maura Cullen. And it's been a real pleasure being here at KBOO the last 20 years. And I'll certainly, you'll hear from me again. And those of you who want to stay in touch, drop me a line. My email address is radiofreeireland@irishnation.com. Slán.